The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
In a sec, we're going to be discussing the arrival of the Pittsburgh Steelers at some point in the coming year because the NFL is going to hold its first ever game in Ireland, the Steelers being one side of that ticket. Before that, I had asked if there was anybody who was still waiting for electrical coverage to be reconnected, because we were speaking about the ESB and the front page story on the Mail saying, "We will all pay for the storm." But ESB says it won't be until late 2026. And the price hike has been branded a sick joke. Got a text to say, "We have no power in Ferrymount, County Roscommon. I'm a carer and two of my clients are still without power, and they were Priority Electric customers." Well, I'm joined by Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaelic Sport and Media, to talk about that NFL game coming to Croker. Before that, Minister, I might get your reaction to that and to the suggestion that it is the consumer who's going to bear the brunt of the cost of the damage done to the ESB network by this storm.
Good morning, Anton. Look, I think, to be honest about it, I think the tonnage that was asked about this during the week, and I think you got the mood of the people right. ESB is an extremely profitable company, and they have significant reserves, and there's significant questions that are going to have to be asked with regard to the maintenance of the network and how it was that it could just be flattened so easily. I know that forestry played a big part in it and ashes played a big part in it, but in the height of leaving so many people still without electricity, for somebody who I presume has current at home to come out and say that the consumers will be paying for it, I think was a bit tone deaf, to be honest about it. And I know that when the new Oireachtas committees are up and running, which will probably be next week or the week after next, I'd imagine the CEO of ESB will be invited to come before whatever committee constituted for energy and explain his remarks, because apart from being tone deaf, I think they were extremely insensitive to people in the West and the Northwest that are still without electricity.
Now, we do have to talk about the NFL. One other thing just before we get to that, which is we were discussing earlier on the coverage that the invite has yet to come in to attend the White House on St. Patrick's Day. And your remit, obviously, is one where that has a hugely significant impact, because in tourism terms, getting the level of coverage that that gets both across the world and in the US is very useful. Are you optimistic for the invite coming in, or are you? Is this the first time ever we might be as well not to get it?
Well, just on one thing, my remit has changed slightly. I don't have Gaeltacht, and tourism, Peter Burke has tourism, and Derek Leary has Gaeltacht, but I do have communication. But look, this is normal. Every year, there's always, it goes right down to the wire. The White House is not a non-busy place. And I would imagine the invitation will come, and Micheál Martin will represent the government and the people of Ireland, as has gone on since 1985, I think, when Gareth Fitzgerald first did it with Ronald Reagan. It has become a standing tradition now. Then there's a speaker's lunch where the Taoiseach, the President of the United States, meets the members of Congress. And it's an opportunity for significant foreign policy statements. Up to recently, I think, you know, all focused on problems associated with Ireland. But latterly, you know, we have used the opportunity to really drive home messages with regard to Ireland's values and Ireland's place in the world. And I think that this year, the tánaiste will be in the United States. As well, there'll be several cabinet ministers in various different parts of the United States. I presume the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, is going to announce that probably this week or next week as to where people are going. But, you know, we have always taken this week around St. Patrick's Day very seriously. You'll have the usual crowing from the sidelines, it's a terrible waste of money and all the rest of it. But there is no other country in the world with 5 million people that gets access to policy makers and decision makers and economic leaders in the United States of America are in any country in the world like Ireland does.
And you still want that access when those policymakers are making policy that run counter to everything that your government believes in?
Well, I remember one time in the Kenya, I said, when he was Taoiseach, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, sometimes your best friend often needs a nudge as well in the right direction. And it is incumbent on small countries like Ireland, who are regarded as honest brokers, who have a strong tradition of multilateralism, who are trusted amongst the nations of the world, who are neutral, every now and again to say things that, you know, might be provocative, but are the right things to say. And sometimes, even in friendships, it's often difficult to give hard news to your friend But your friend Dobbs respects you for being honest. And I think Ireland has often taken that position. Okay. And we've often, you know, and we've always been respected for it.
Okay, I appreciate your time on those matters, Minister, because obviously, while I tried to hand you tourism, you do have sport. And one of the significant pieces in news this weekend is NFL coming to Croker. How significant do you think it is?
Well, it's massive. I mean, and one of these games, typically you get 20 million viewers, you know, in the United States. So this is an opportunity. NFL have, over the last number of years, partnered with a number of different cities, Munich, London, Melbourne is one of them as well. And it's basically an opportunity for teams, in this case, the Pittsburgh Steelers, to play a home match in an away city. And there have been many European ones. Ireland has been chosen this time. It's going to be Dublin and Croke Park for a home venue with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have to still firm up who the away team will be and the finalised date, but it'll be in the autumn and it'll be massive in terms of the exposure. We know that the collegiate football that has come to Dublin, to the Aviva, Georgia Tech and Florida State was last year, Iowa State and Kansas State is this year. That has gone on for a number of years and you can see the impact that that makes in Dublin.
But when one thing on that, Minister, one of the things that tends to characterise college football in the States is that it has really loyal fan bases who are willing to travel. Are we sure the same is true of the NFL? Will Steelers fans put themselves on planes to the same degree?
Yeah, because look, this wouldn't be the first European city that would have tried and tested this. I mean, it has been done in over a number of different years in London and it has also been done in Munich. And they do travel, and they are loyal, and they have, you know, a big fan base. And as well as that, they have an enormous audience at home in the United States. That in the week running up to it, and in the time running up to it, it'll be an opportunity for us to showcase the island of Ireland and what is on offer here. And as well as that, the political, civic, and all of the other commercial and business discussions that can happen on the fringes of it.
Minister, thank you very much. That is Minister Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport. And obviously not tourism, no matter how much I want to make him. So with us as well is Noel Quinn, who is head of GAA Go and GAA Marketing, because one of the issues in this is the NFL just doesn't go, yes, we'd lash over there and see what it's like. There's a lot of effort that goes into assessing the stadium that they will decide to go to. Noel, to what extent did the NFL officials run the rule over Croker?
Yeah, good morning, Anton. Not quite as simple as off you go there, guys. But first and foremost, delighted that the news is finally out there and proud that Croke Park will play a central role in what will arguably be one of the biggest international events to be staged in Ireland. I think it'll be fantastic for Croke Park, fantastic for Dublin and indeed the country of Ireland. Minister Donovan touched on it there. The NFL were meticulous in their due diligence and I think this has probably come about because of our strong connections with the Rooney family and the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first instance, but equally aligning to Commissioner Goodell's NFL expansion. They're on the record for seeking to grow internationally. They're going to update cities this year. You'll be familiar with London and Toronto, Mexico in the past. And thankfully, Dublin and Croke Park has now been added. So it's come about because of a feasibility study, Anton. In simple terms, they look at technical, commercial and operation things. But it's fair to say Croke Park will modify rather than introduce wholesale changes on field and off field, back of house. But we're ready and waiting and absolutely chuffed.
Is there much of a challenge in it for you, Noel? Because an NFL match is a very different thing to a GAA game in the sense of its duration. People treat it like they're going to a cafe and a bar. There's beer served throughout. There's access to food and it goes on and on and on and on. Does that give you logistical challenges in running it?
Yeah, certainly a different cultural day out from a GAA and NFL occasion. But we've done our due diligence on that as well. And we've had many, many international music artists and the Pope visit Croke Park. So we'd have confidence in our team on delivering on this. Some of the examples of logistical challenges that we'll face but aren't insurmountable is the fact that a typical GAA panel consists of 26 players. The NFL will take 53 for each team. A large number of buses will come through. The huge, huge media interest that will come for this, the increased broadcast footprint around the campus, and indeed, obviously, the more obvious thing, the most obvious aesthetic thing is the pitch itself. Croke Park has an expansive grass surface. It's 140 metres long by 90. The NFL pitch is significantly smaller than that, but with that comes opportunity to probably have pitch-side broadcast studios and other activations. So I think that's probably why Croke Park came out on top of the NFL's evaluation criteria over other cities and other venues. The concrete footprint offers a lot of scale and scope to align to their requirements.
Well, congratulations on netting it. That's Noel Quinn, head of GAA Go and GAA Marketing. Avrick McGibney is with us as well. He's Director of Public and International Affairs at the Dublin Chamber of Commerce. We have, our single most significant tourism market is the UK. Second is the US. But what tends to characterise the US tourist is they have larger wallets and they open them wider when they come here. So is this going to be a big boon for the city and beyond?
Yes, very much so, Anton. I mean, you know, it's good to be sceptical as well. You know, people can overplay it. But, you know, we've done analysis in the past, say, on rugby games. So just taking last week, if you had 10,000 English fans over and each spent €500, that gets you 5 million, right? So it's not inconceivable to see a very significant economic impact if you have 30,000, maybe, Americans coming over for the game. If people travel such a distance, the longer the journey, the longer they'll stay. So normally, I think last year, the average stay was something like 5 to 7 days for the Notre Dame game. So, you know, that means they've had a chance to spend their money in the bars and the restaurants and the hotels, but also possibly see around the rest of the country. So you know, it is a very strong economic impact.
And from your perspective, what would you want to see done to make that sticky? Because while there's a limited value in having them arrive over and spend some money while they're here, I assume the real target is to make them go, God, this place is nice. We should come back regularly.
Yeah. So the people that come, if they get a taste of it, the idea that they might come back and make more of a journey of it is really important. And I suppose that might particularly matter to those that aren't part of the Irish diaspora. You know, even people who see it, I mean, the media coverage this event is going to get for people who haven't thought of Ireland as a destination. That's the biggest challenge for any, for Faulty Ireland and for Tourism Ireland, is actually getting people to think of, oh, Ireland, let's go there, right? So the fact that there's such a major event that will get such coverage is really important. And I think, to be honest, the most important thing that government can do is to make sure, well, air access is going to be important. Air connectivity, ease of getting to Dublin is important. So the airport cap, hopefully, we see in the programme for government, that's going to be something they'll tackle. So that's going to be really important. And then obviously we want to make people safe and feel comfortable here. So, you know, strong police presence just to keep things safe. And I know the city manager has made a very strong play in terms of keeping the city clean. You know, do the basics well. And I think he's very much following that agenda. So as long as you have a clean, safe city, people will have a good experience and they'll go, oh, yeah, right. OK, let's come back and maybe let's travel around a bit.
Avrick, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Avrick McGibney, Director of Public and International Affairs at Dublin Chamber. Before him, Noel Quinn, Head of GAA Marketing, and the Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport, that being Patrick O'Donovan.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.